Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Hey guys, thanks so much for checking out today's weekday podcast. We're always thrilled that you take a few minutes of your day to hang out with us. As always, our hope is that these podcasts would be super helpful for you as you launch into your day. Well, yesterday I heard a line that a fellow pastor said over the weekend. With all the talk and just all the things that are surrounding this idea of COVID-19 and just this new way of living that we find ourselves in, I thought he had a clever statement. He said, "Not all of us will be exposed to the virus, but all of us will be exposed by the virus." I think that's so true. Let me say that one more time. Not all of us will be exposed to the virus. In other words, we're not going to be in proximity to it, but all of us will be exposed by it. And I think we're seeing that. We're seeing that certainly on social media. We're seeing it on the world around us, that in the middle of crisis, what ends up happening is whatever's inside of us, the good, the bad, the right or wrong, comes to the surface and it rears its ugly head. And I don't know about you, but I've seen a lot of the ugliness. I've seen people fighting over stuff at the grocery store. I've seen hateful people going off on other businesses online. People just trying to make it to get by. And yet, here's what this virus has done. Even if we're not in proximity to it, it's exposing what's inside of us. Well, in the New Testament, I read a devotion that pointed out Paul walking through seasons of uncertainty. This idea of, what do I do with all this? And it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8, Paul says, "We were really crushed and overwhelmed." And we've been there, haven't we? We were crushed and overwhelmed, and we feared we would never live through it. In some ways, if you paused right there, you would think that Paul is waiting for the end of the world. There's no way I'm going to make it. Yet listen to what he goes on to say. He says in verses 9 and 10, he said, "We felt we were doomed to die, and we saw how powerless we were to help ourselves. But that was good. For when we put everything into God's hands," and I love that, "when we put everything into God's hands, who alone could save us? For he can even raise the dead. And he did help us. And he saved us from a terrible death. Yes, and we expect him to do it again and again and again." I love that. In the middle of uncertainty, in the middle of fear, Paul got to the end of himself, and it was in that moment that he saw God's power. It was in that moment that he felt the strength of God. Paul's logic was, if God can raise Jesus from the dead, he can step into my situation. And so I don't know what that says to you. I'm not sure how you're navigating these days. I don't know if you're having all good days or all bad days, or if, like most of us, we have moment by moment by moment. But in the middle of uncertainty, in the middle of fear, in the middle of discouragement, in the middle of, I don't know what's going to happen, would you rest in God today? Would you trust him? Yes, you may not be exposed to the virus, but that virus is exposing something inside of you. And maybe, just maybe, the self-distancing, the self-quarantine situation we find ourselves, maybe one powerful thing for us to do with the time on our hands and the isolation that we feel around us is to ask God, "God, don't just work on the outside of me. Don't just work on the world around me, but God, would you work on the world that's inside of me? God, would you recalibrate my heart? God, would you help me to see your power in the middle of this moment?" And man, I'm telling you, when you allow God's Spirit to go to work on the inside of you, it helps you to put everything in perspective and allow God to rebuild you from the inside out. Well, that's all the time we have on the podcast today. Thanks so much for swinging by and listening to these. If you find them helpful, please post them on social media. Share them with the people around you. We would love to extend encouragement to the people in your world. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.